Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. In the Southbridge neighborhood in Wilmington, Delaware, everybody knows where it floods.
See the field right there? When it rains, it's like a swimming pool there.
If you go down that way, which is A Street, you can't even get down A Street sometimes when it's flooded, and you definitely can't get down to the port.
Across the street, you couldn't see the sidewalk or the grass because it was covered.
With rising sea levels and increasingly powerful coastal storms expected in the future, this historic neighborhood, Southbridge, is one of many communities already planning for the impacts of climate change. Carolyn Beeler reports.
The basement in Martin Reed Jr.'s 19th century row home in Southbridge floods so often, he's covered the whole floor in gravel.
What the stone does is it kind of gives me something hard to walk on. The water will sift back through that when it goes. And I don't have to walk in mud.
Everything stored down here is stacked on double cinder blocks to keep it dry.
Toilet paper, laundry stuff, my paints, you know, some old jars and some tools.
Reed and his sister Marie, who grew up with their seven siblings in Southbridge, say flooding has always been a problem here.
When it would rain, we were little, we would always have to go down to the basement, remember, and move things.
And move things.
Move things. Yeah, that was one of the big things. Yeah.
Mostly they just had to move their toys, the TV. But once it flooded so much, the city's combined sewer system overflowed.
And the sewer backed up into the basement. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
The sewer backed up.
Yeah,
we had two freezers that were ruined, the carpet, everything in the basement was ruined.
Southbridge is a predominantly black, low-income neighborhood of about 1,700 residents tucked into a bend in the Christina River, near where it flows into the Delaware. The neighborhood is built on filled-in marshland, so rain doesn't drain easily.
When a full moon comes and the tides are high, then there's nowhere place for the water to recede to go back out into the Christiana or the Delaware. So it's just floods.
That's Clarence White. He's the owner of White's Body Shop and Auto Sales.
I've been in Wilmington since I was 5 years old, but I've been in business since 1960.
White says there's always been flooding in front of his garage, but in recent years, the water has crept higher. The city doesn't track how often it floods here, but the Delaware River is rising by about an inch and a half a decade since 1956, as measured at nearby Reedy Point.
Recently, we've been having the weather change, and we've been having flood that would come inside the building and do some damage.
White walks me out of his office to the stoop and points to the high water mark from a storm in 2009.
My step is about a foot high, and then going into the office is about another 2 feet high. The water was going into the carpet. My building next door is a little lower, and it was in where the cars are, up to the tires.
Delaware officials are preparing for about a foot and a half to 5 feet of sea level rise by century's end. At the upper limit, that would permanently cover most of Southbridge and make flooding substantially worse in other areas.
One of the things that we're really trying to make sure that people understand is that sea level rise is not just an issue for people with giant houses along the ocean.
That's Susan Love, a coastal planner for the state of Delaware. She says urban areas are a key concern for policymakers. Without engineered protection, based on federal data, at 5 feet of sea level rise, 9% of Boston, 7% of New York City, and a whopping 88% of New Orleans would be permanently flooded.
Manhattan is vulnerable to sea level rise. Philadelphia is vulnerable. Baltimore is vulnerable. Up and down the East Coast. And not just from flooding, but infrastructure issues like drinking water intakes, if they're contaminated by salt water, be a huge problem.
Before water permanently covers portions of the Northeast, though, more powerful coastal storms and heavier rainfall are expected to make flooding worse. In Southbridge, crews have declogged pipes and cleared a large ditch to speed drainage there. Now, as part of a 2008 flooding reduction plan, they have their eyes on a vacant parcel at the edge of the neighborhood. Wilmington's Deputy Director of Economic Development, Jeff Flynn, took me to the site, which these days is an expanse of towering weeds, Phragmites.
Those little green guys, those are Phragmites that were formerly cut down, and they'll look like those with the seed and the flowers on top. We are standing in the spot where the residential neighborhood meets the jurisdictional wetland. What you're seeing here is about a 30-acre area that sits between the Southbridge neighborhood and then US 13 North.
The plan is to clear 22 acres here, regrade the land to lower its elevation, and cut channels through to transform it back into a wetland, like it was a century ago.
It will look like a combination of open water, wetland grasses and vegetation, and then some forested areas.
The city will then build a network of pipes under Southbridge to capture rainwater quickly after it falls.
And redirect it into the wetland, where it will be stored and cleaned through natural processes. So when the tide in the river goes down, then the water from the wetland can drain out.
Like rain barrels, green roofs, porous pavement, and other elements of green infrastructure being championed in Philadelphia, the $5 to $8 million wetland project will allow rainwater to do what it did before concrete and asphalt changed the water cycle. But it won't help prevent overland flooding from the rivers.
This project alone won't address the pretty dramatic increase in sea level rise that's being projected.
City and state planners are asking whether dikes and trenches could protect key parts of Southbridge in the future. Elsewhere, preparations are further along. A $335 million dike is being planned to surround and protect Lower Manhattan. And researchers in Boston are floating the idea of cutting canals into the city to absorb rising seas. Southbridge's City Council Representative Hanifa Shabazz says another option is being floated here, permanent evacuation, at some point down the road.
Well, of course I would be sad because, you know, I'm a four-generation South Wilmington resident. So, of course, I would love it to go on forever. But, you know, that's Earth evolution in time. So what can we do other than to understand it, respect it, be prepared for it?
After all, she says, Southbridge isn't the bricks and mortar that make up its buildings, but the people who live there. For The Pulse, I'm Carolyn Beeler.